Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 919, down 9 on the open December, 945, down 5 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 890, down 7 and a quarter on the open December, 917, down 5 and a quarter. March, 940, down 6 and 3 quarters. July, 957, up 9 and 3 quarters on the open. September corn opened at 589 and a half, down 8 and a quarter on the open December, 609 and a half, down 8. March, 630, down 7. May, 641 and a half, down 7. July, 650, down 8 and a half. September, 650, down 3. December, 637 and a half, down 8 on the open. September beans opened at 1329, down 12 on the open. November, 1338, down 10. January, 1356, down 9 and a quarter. March, 1369, down 10. July, 1390, down 4 and 3 quarters. And November of 2009, 1326, down 11 on the open. September soybean meal open at 358, up 30 on the open. The October contract at 354, down 130. September soybean oil opened at 54.98, down 58 on the open. October, 55.23, down 62. August live cattle open at 101.25, down 20 on the open. August feeders, 112.70, down 12.5. October lean hogs, 74.45, down 32.5. August bellies, flat on the open. The tick there at 80.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
From a technical standpoint, the recovery rally has reached its near-term objectives, both corn and beans. So I'm just going to get out of the way and have you talk to me about the technicals on both of those crops and what fundamentals you believe behind those technicals will give you indication of which direction we're going next.
Well, it's a good question, Dave, because I think 2 weeks ago the markets were crashing with many thinking that there was no end in sight to it. And we fortunately thought at the time that the macro fundamentals were really vastly overshadowing the micro, such as the weather, and that the break was not really justified. So we set price targets in D's corn of 635 and in Nove beans of 1390 with our clients, with our copy and our seminars. And the clients were really skeptical whether that was going to be able to be happening. And we ourselves said it's probably not going to happen if those macro fundamentals don't heal up or at least stay out of the way. And so, indeed, we've come within 10 cents of those targets in the corn, 20 in the beans, and it's due to this dry weather. It's due to the micro fundamentals back to the forefront and the macro fundamentals kind of being pushed out of the way. But the issues of the macro economy are still very much a concern to us. I don't want to downplay that. They're looking much better than they were 2 weeks ago. I'll grant anybody that. But our price objectives and targets have almost been hit, and rain is starting to fall in key areas. So it seems like Chicago, in their mindset, is well off the fear contagion, it's never going to come back mindset again, because they've seen what the crop damage potentially has been done without the weather being on the side of growing a bigger crop. But yet they're ready to short it again with one eye on where Tropical Storm Fay goes and what the remnants of does as far as giving pumping precip into the Midwest. So they look like they have a short bias at this point. It makes sense we're correcting with the rains. And the micro fundamentals are still in control. And so, like you say, with micro fundamentals back in control here in the short term, we have the technicals now and the technicians, and we need to watch them. And we're getting pretty close on some key areas when it comes to the technical lines in the sand. No beans, their trend line support, we need to hold that level of about, I guess to give it enough room, Dave, we would say probably around that 1225 level, and excuse me, not 1225, but 1303 level. And for December corn, hold that 599.5 level. And for the Dease wheat, you know, it'd be nice if we could hold the 890 level. So those are areas that we're really watching for support. Those are the near-term trend lines. We've been able to make higher highs and higher lows. So those support lines have been able to, you know, develop over the last week and a half.
So this market could potentially grind sideways a little bit as all the fundamentals continue to be digested on the weather and as we move into the September crop progress report, I suppose.
I think that's a real fair assessment. I think the pro farmer numbers, I have down here a 2.93 billion bushel production number and a 12.15 production number for corn. That equates to a 39.95 yield in beans. That, to me, seemed a little bit on the high side, and that has been factored in already and probably more than factored in by the fact that we've been able to get no beans back to that 1370 level. And as far as a 153.3 yield that they came out with this morning, again, I think the trade going above $6 and hitting 6.25 yesterday is probably back in the idea that's maybe not more than 150 or 151. So there wasn't anything really bullish, I don't think, in the pro farmer numbers. So I think you're 100% right that it's going to be a real back and forth, and you know the gold and the crude oil are going to be watched along with the dollar. But again, the financial markets and the banking stocks are starting to heal up pretty nicely this week, here late in the week with a couple scares along the way with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
So then what are you looking at then potentially upside to tell your clients, let's make some more marketing moves here?
Well, I think we've hit them. You know, we've come within 10 cents of that 635 level in corn and 20 cents in the beans, and we put out emails during the morning yesterday. And we started making calls yesterday morning to our clients and letting them know it's time to, you know, roll up the calls again in the beans that we've been real fortunate to have since the middle of August. Go ahead and start getting some corn puts back in place. I think the big thing I'm still frustrated with is the basis is still so wide in the corn, Dave. I really don't feel like that it's a time to go ahead and make cash sales unless you do it for the March or May or July 09 where you can pick up both a big, big carrying charge and you can pick up a much improved basis. So we're talking to clients about deferred sales on farm stored grain and making those deferred sales, or if you got to make off the combine sales, getting some puts bought here.
I guess as I'm looking at the November composite bean chart, I'm seeing that the rally yesterday pretty much stopped on the 100-day moving average, which makes me wonder if we take it out with force, maybe next week. It looks like we're in the inside day, at least thus far today, that we might at least look at the 1421 to 1425 area.
I think that's a real fair assessment, and that, you know, right around that area you're talking about, 1421, 1415 area, that's the old trend line support line that we had, you know, from about a month ago or a few weeks ago. I think that's a real fair assessment. The 50-day moving average is right around 1450, but I think you've got to have new fundamental bullish information to get us into that level. And so what you said a minute ago about what do we do between now and the crop report, you know, in mid, you know, early mid-September, what do we get from the market or from someone with some weight to them to allow that to happen? And I think it goes back to the weather is about the only thing I can think of other than just funds coming in with the idea that global demand is back. I think that's the biggest thing that is maybe a little frustrating for some of the clients right now, as far as when I talk to them, is we've hit our price objectives, and I think we forget already how bad it was 2 weeks ago when everybody in Chicago and New York and around the world thought the global demand was going to heck in a handbasket because of the problems with the financial and banking industry. And I think traders don't feel like we're out of the woods yet, and we have to convey that to our clients that we're not out of the woods yet until the end of September, in our opinion.
About a minute left to give to the cattle on feed report. As you look at the numbers and what the potentials might be this afternoon, what are your thoughts?
I strongly suspect that the reason the cattle haven't fallen more since the biannual numbers came out earlier this week is because they want to see confirmation first that we indeed have ample supplies of cattle and we're not really selling them aggressively. So I think the on-feed numbers and the placement numbers as well as the marketing numbers, they're all going to need to be relatively bullish, and they're going to have to be on the extremes of the ranges in terms of bullishness to offset what I thought was a negative biannual number. I think it even is more important with the hogs that if the cattle slip and a much more negative biannual hog number that we got here by the USDA, both here in the United States and Canada combined, having 3% more than we did last year at this time is a little bit too much. And so I think that this cattle on feed number could maybe not only affect cattle and the psychology of the cattle market, but also the hogs. And we've got to remember, in both hogs and cattle, the funds are extremely long right now, so we don't want any bearish information.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. September corn, 584, down 13 and 3 quarters. December, 603, down 14 and a half. September beans, 1325, down 16. November, 1333, down 15. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.